Track 3. Mark talks with Chatterbox chair Roger Ryan and finds out about his fascinating portfolio and his aims for the future.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come to Peterson House and with me I've got Roger Ryan. Now Roger, you're chairman of Chatterbox and you have been for the last year. And I know last month you've kindly stepped into the role again for your second term of chairman of the organisation. And thank you for all you do in your role. I'm interested to know, first of all, how you became involved with Chatterbox.
Well, it was by chance, really. I spent the previous 7 years as a city councillor, and it took up a lot of my free time. And I finished as a city councillor in 2021. I was looking for something different to do, and I was invited to come along and to see if I would chair the meetings, and more than happy to do so, and it's been great fun ever since.
Fantastic. And I'm interested to know a bit about your background. You've had a lot of background experience working in media and journalism, so obviously a very well in-depth background for the role. Where did you kind of start with your working career in the media?
I've been a very lucky man. I started off at the Eastern Daily Press. They gave me a great training as a print journalist. Then went on to work for the BBC at Radio Norfolk. Had a fabulous time there. Again, I was a lucky man. I was sports editor when Norwich City were playing in Europe. So I went all over Europe reporting on Norwich City. Was there in Munich when Jeremy Goss got that fabulous and famous goal.
I can remember that.
Lucky boy, I was. So that was a great time. That was a great year. And, I couldn't really top that locally. So I moved on from Radio Norfolk, went to work in London for the BBC, worked for Radio 4, worked on the 6 o'clock news for Radio 4. There I met Peter White, who's the BBC disability correspondent. Peter's still there. Used to work with Peter from time to time. Then I got offered the chance to be a press officer for a motor racing team, which I took. So I was a motor racing press officer for 18 months. Then I got into doing some video work. Then I got asked to take on magazines and turn them round. And so I've done lots and lots of things, and lots of very interesting things. Travelled all over the world, frequently reporting on low carbon, sustainability issues, which has been really good fun. So that's really changed my career recently. Still working as a journalist, not full time, Mark, but still doing perhaps about 18, 20 hours a week, and still loving it.
That's fantastic. And obviously the low carbon is very important with the environment nowadays, isn't it? So that must be a very sort of busy kind of role.
It is. It is actually. I mean, next week I'm making a video on heat pumps. We're going to see Southwark Council. They've got what's called a district heating system, which they're going to transfer from gas to heat pump. And it's going to save residents lots of money and the council lots of money. We're going down there to interview people from the council, people who put the heat pumps in, and speak to energy saving experts. So that's the sort of thing I do at the moment, and it's good fun.
That's fantastic. Right, lovely. And looking at more matters closer to home here at Peterson House, and what sort of kind of activities have you been getting involved with as chairman? I guess you're obviously chairing committee meetings and them kind of things.
To be honest, I really try to have a light touch. We've got so many very talented people here behind the scenes. The volunteers are fabulous. They give up so much of their time. We've got some fantastic broadcasters as part of the team, many very well known locally. So it's not really my role to how shall I say, I want to keep a light touch on things. I want to love to see people make the most of their talents, also see people use their expertise to help our listeners. So I like to stand back in a way and keep a watching brief from afar. And if I can chip in with things, fantastic. But a watching brief, I suppose, and a light touch, I suppose. That's the way I try and look at things.
Oh, brilliant. And you must have some plans or thoughts about any future direction for Chatterbox, do you?
Yeah, I do. Along with everybody else on the committee and all the volunteers, everybody's got an opinion, Mark.
Yes, absolutely.
And why not? You know, yeah, that's fantastic that they do. I think the most pressing issue, and it's probably one facing all talking newspapers, is listeners, more listeners, keeping listeners. We're always on the lookout for new people to sign up for us. It means the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. It means we continue to be a healthy, vibrant, interesting organisation. And I want our listeners and our volunteers to spread the message about the wonderful job that Chatterbox does at every opportunity. Talk to family, talk to friends. Tell people they meet casually that, you know, Chatterbox is a fabulous organisation and we need more listeners. We really do. So if they know or think of anybody who might only half benefit from what we do, let us know, because, you know, we want to hear from them. We want them to be part of our community.
Yes. And Chatterbox is available now on smart speakers, isn't it, and online?
It is, yeah.
So you've got lots of different mediums. It's not just the solid physical memory stick medium, is
no,
it? You can get it lots of other ways.
No, it's not. And technology's changing, as you know. Yeah. As you know, as somebody who's been at the heart of what we've done for a long, long time. You work for Vision Norfolk. You know as well as anybody, you know, how things are changing. And Chatterbox has to respond to that. Nothing stays the same. And it's good for us too, because it brings new ideas. It brings new people into the organisation. And again, it allows us to make the most of these wonderful talents we've got at our disposal here.
Yeah. And you have got a huge depth of knowledge and a huge amount of experience with so many of your volunteers.
Oh, we have. Yeah. We have. We've had people worked in TV, people worked in radio, people who worked for the Eastern Daily Press, and people who worked in marketing, people who worked, we've got sound recorders who've worked with some very famous names. But we've also got people who've got wonderful skills in administration, you know, wonderful skills in just interacting with people. So it's all part of the mix, and it's a fabulous mix we've got here. And the more the merrier, you know. I'm bowled over at times by, you know, the skills and the expertise we have at our fingertips. It really is amazing.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And you've been going a long time, haven't we? So, let's hope we'll be here in another sort of 40 or so years.
Absolutely. And I think the key to that is that the organisation must evolve. It must change. As society changes, as technology changes, Chatterbox has got to follow this, really. And we are doing it. We're doing our best to keep up. And we must keep up. And it's important we keep up. Because if, like any organisation, if you stand still, you fail. And you have to keep up with the times.
Absolutely, yes. Have you got any sort of thoughts about where things might go in the future? I mean, I know a lot of listeners now are accessing Chatterbox on smart speakers, and there's podcasts and those kinds of mediums. Have you any thoughts about what might be the next sort of technological development?
I think it's very hard to put your finger on the button where that's concerned, because there's so much happening. But one thing I'm sure will happen is that technology will become easier to use. I have no doubt about that, both for those who are visually impaired and blind, and also for the team here is producing Chatterbox, no doubt. I mean, compared with what we were using 30 years ago, when tape recorders were the size of a suitcase, you know, or half the size of a suitcase.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you're interviewing me here on a device which is, you know, it's barely bigger than a can of Coca-Cola. And it will get smaller, and devices are getting smaller and easier to use. And easier to use for people with visual impairments. And that's key, it really is key.
Yes.
Because the easier something is to use, the more people will use it. It makes common sense, really. I have no doubt that will change, you know, and get better.
Yes. And when you're not in your position as chair of Chatterbox, Roger, what do you do in your sort of spare time?
Oh, gosh. I play golf very badly. and to a fashion.
Right.
What else do I do? I go to the gym, enjoy going to the gym. I know a granddad, which is very special. I've got an 8-month-old granddaughter who's wonderful. But I still work, and I still write. I still record to some extent. So I'm not without things to do. I used to play cricket very badly as well, but I'm afraid that old Father Time has caught up with me, and I now can't play cricket and golf, so I have to constantly focus on the golf, bad that it may be.
As long as you enjoy it.
Yeah. I think so. I think at my age, it's more to do with the company than it is the skill level. But occasionally, we all have a reasonable round. So.
Yeah. Where do you play your golf?
I play golf at Eton, which is not too far from where you went to school, is it?
Yes. No, that's right.
Backs onto CNS school.
Yes, it does indeed. Yes.
I try and do that in my spare time and travel. I want to travel a lot more, and I think as I get older, I'll do less work and more travel. Really want to travel. Yeah. If you said to me, "What's my dream trip?" I want to do the music trip in the Deep South, Memphis, Nashville, New Orleans. I like all sorts of music. I just want to go there and see where all the blues music came from. I love blues, and I'd love to do that. So hopefully, with a fair wind in the next few years, I'll get the chance to do that. Wow. It really is an ambition of mine. And see some more cricket abroad. I've been lucky enough to see cricket in warmer climes. I'd like to do that again.
Yes. Yeah. Certainly be getting more local cricket, won't we?
We will. Local cricket is really important. It's something that's been something very close to my heart over the years. I played cricket for the best part of 25 years. And I miss not playing it, but I'm having to make use of being a good watcher now and being patient and sitting on the sidelines. So that's a lovely thing to do.
well, thank you for your time, and it's great to hear about yourself and what your background and all you're doing for the organisation. And I guess we must also not forget that you're a volunteer as well.
Yeah, and I'm one of many volunteers, and it's a volunteer team, really. And we have such a great team here. Without everybody in the team, we wouldn't function as we do. I'd like to say we're a well-oiled machine, but I'm sure some people would take that the wrong way.
Well, thank you so much. It's fantastic to find out a little bit about the Chatterbox chairman, and we're also looking forward to sort of new ventures and getting to hear more editions of Just Talk and new publications, and no doubt there'll be other things that you'll be sort of thinking of for future developments for Chatterbox, as well as sort of new technological innovations.
I think here's to staying well oiled.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. That's great. Roger, all the best. Thank you.